Simon & Schuster Audio presents Transfer of Power by Vince Flynn, read by Nick Sullivan.
Out of respect for the United States Secret Service and the security of the President, certain facts regarding the layout of the White House and Secret Service tactics have either been changed or omitted. Chapter 1. Washington, D.C. A fine mist fell from the darkening spring sky as the black limousine turned off of E Street. The armor-plated car weaved through the concrete and steel barricades at a speed suggesting urgency. As the limousine turned onto West Executive Drive, it slowed briefly for the heavy black gate to open and then sped forward. After splashing through several puddles, the limo came to an abrupt stop in front of the ground floor entrance to the west wing of the White House. The rear passenger door opened immediately, and Dr. Irene Kennedy stepped from the car. She walked under the long off-white awning that extended from the building to the curb and paused to let her boss catch up. Thomas Stansfield slowly climbed out of the limo and buttoned the jacket of his charcoal gray suit. At 79 years of age, Stansfield was an icon in the intelligence community. His career dated all the way back to World War II and the OSS, the precursor to the CIA. Stansfield had been one of Wild Bill Donovan's recruits almost 60 years earlier, a different war fought by a different breed. Stansfield was the last one. Now they were all gone, retired or dead. And it wouldn't be much longer before he turned over the reins of power at the much maligned and embattled intelligence agency. The CIA had changed during his tenure. More precisely, the threats had changed, and the CIA was forced to change with them. The old static days of a two-superpower world were long gone, replaced by small regional conflicts and the ever-growing threat of terrorism. As Stansfield closed out his career, this was what bothered him most. The threat of one individual bringing biological, chemical, or nuclear annihilation to America was becoming more and more plausible. Stansfield looked up at the lazy mist that was falling from the early evening sky. A light spray dusted his face, and the silver-haired director of the CIA blinked. Something was bothering him, and he couldn't quite put his finger on it. Stansfield gave the darkening sky one last look and then stepped under the awning. Kennedy continued through the double doors where two uniformed Secret Service officers were standing post and started down the long hall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?